that he's more l'nafshei. He would not like lose his reputation. Therefore, he would not afraid he'll make a krushuvcha. Therefore, he may hold a guy could do the bris milah. The person's professional, then we say he would not be moral enough, he would not do anything wrong to give himself a wrong reputation, therefore we let him make the bris milah. So the Chacham Rav Yehuda holds Mikra Rabin, a guy is kosher to make a bris milah. We're only afraid maybe he'll kill the kid and make a krushuvcha. With a guy is a right for mumcha, then we're not afraid, therefore it's good. Mor says the Babisova coming out now of Yehuda. Kusi Shapadam, is it true what you're saying? That Rabbi Yehuda holds a goy is possible, but a kusi is okay. For a tiny word like this, Yisrael malas a kusi, for kusi lo yimo Yisrael. When they shemal the shem had reason, live Rabbi Yehuda. As they say clearly, Rabbi Yehuda is the one that says, no, you do not let a kusi make a bris milah. Because a kusi does le shem had reason, it does le shem avoid the zoram, it's possible. So I can tell me, Rabbi Yehuda before said, to not let a goy, but a kusi is okay. So it says, Omala Rabbi Yossi. No, on this, Omala Rabbi Yossi says back to Rabbi Yehuda, V'chi'eichen mitzinu mila menateru lishmo. Where do we find that midiraisa? Mila has to be done lishmo. That you're telling me a kusi, since he does a shler lishmo, Hashem avoy desar, it's possible. Who said it has to be lishmo altogether? According to Rabbi Yossi, a mila is just a mice of hasaras arlo, taken off the yorlo. Even though you do not do it lishmo. As long as the kid is born a Jew on a Jewish baby, if you make a bris milah, it's automatically kosher. Ella rather, Rabbi Yossi holds mal v'olach hachatez nishmasoi. We let a kusi do the bris milahs until his neshama goes away. So I'll call upon him. Rabbi Yehuda though says here, we do not let a kusi make the bris milah. So it's a steering of Yehuda. Ella more like this, liyonam really epach, kribachina mikara. Change it around like we said before.
So good. So Gemara said, let's change it around the way we changed it around before. So Rashi says, to Rabbi Yehuda kusi yoser. A kusi is yoser, who does Hashem hag reason. V'yevi kechovim muta. V'yevi kechovim mein dak olomo bonu l'shem avos hechovim. On l'shvich as dobm loy chash. We're not afraid that maybe the goyim will kill us. Since Acherim is watching over. So maybe that's the answer. That's Rabbi Yehuda's real shita. That a kusi no, but a goy yes. So the question was, or the Chasha, the Rabbi Yehuda, it's a steer in Rabbi Yehuda. That one place Rabbi Yehuda says it's possible by a goy from Xeras HaKosif. And now we're saying Rabbi Yehuda says no, a goy could make a bris milah. So right, I'll tell you, the Rabbi Yehuda, Hahid Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, that's Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. The Tanya was not like this. We have Yehuda Anasi Yoimer. Mina yin le milu bevichovin. Sheep sul, I don't know if a goy makes a bris milah. It's possible. Not only is a chash, he'll kill us, but there's a real psum in Yeraisa. You're not allowed to have a goy make a bris milah. Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says, V'yatra is bris yitishma, meaning you, a Jew, you could make a bris milah, but not a goy. So therefore, it's Rabbi Yehuda Anasi that says the sheet and not Rabbi Yehuda himself. Omer Rav Chizdo, my time Rabbi Yehuda, what's the reason of Rabbi Yehuda? The Pasuk says, La Hashem, he moil. But Rabbi Yehuda holds that a kusi is possible to make a bris milah because he does it l'shem hagarizim. He does it l'shem avoy dezara. So how do we know to say that such a psul of l'shmo by milah? The Bosa says l'shem himoil mashmin the milah has to be done l'shem Hashem and not l'shem avoy dezara. For Rabbi Yossi, what does he do with this posik of himo yimo? Himo yimo, he says, no, of himo l'shem. He says, no, the posik says himo yimo, which is a ribui. Mashm, any type of a milah is okay. V'idach was Rabbi Yehuda do Haksiv Lashem Himo, but still says the word Lashem. So what does Rabbi Yehuda do with this? Over Pesach Siv. Yeah, that only says that Korban Pesach has to be done Lishmo, but not that the Bris Mila has to be done Lishmo. V'idach Nami Haksiv Himo Yimo. Aye, how could Rabbi Yehuda dash and you need Lishmo by Bris Milo? It says a double lashon of Himo Yimol. In other words, what does Rabbi Yehuda do with this extra word of Himo Yimol? It's mashmi, you do not need Lishmo. So he answers you, Dibra Torah Kloshim Le'yodom. Sometimes that's the way the Torah talks, is Dibra Torah Kloshim Le'yodom, that you have no deek from this. Therefore, deek is Lashem, it has to be done Lishmo. Amila has to be done Lishmo. Here, because it wasn't done l'shmo, kusi does l'shem had reason, that's why it's possible. Itma, we'll live like this. Minayin lemila b'yavikrov mishipsula. How do we know that if a goy makes a bris mila is possible? So dori bar popa mishmei the Rav Omar. He says in the name of Rav that the pasuk says v'yatas brisi tishmor. Mashmiu a Jew has to make the bris mila, not a goy. For Rabbi Yechanan, himo yimo. He does a different pasuk. It says himo yimo mashmo. A person that already has a bris mila, he can make another bris mila. But a goy that doesn't have a bris mila cannot make another bris mila. So these are the two ways to learn out that a goy is possible. So Mar says, true, if so, my benai, what's the difference between the two drushes? Arve moil, the havamina was, a goy that has a bris mila, the givoni mol, or a givon that has a bris mila, ike benayu. Man, diyom himo yimoliko, the maisa that put the goy, has a bris mila, so he can make a bris mila on a Jew. But Raman diyom, with Ash in the first post, he says, brisi tishmar, it's only a Jew and not a goy. Lekut, we don't have it. Samar says, no, it's not true. Leman diyom him yimul. According to the first man, diyom adashim from the apostle him yimul. Ika, you want to tell me if the guy has a bris mila? It's considered like he has a bris. Say it's called in the pasha of him yimul. Is that true? Ibi Yotanan, we learned, koi name sheninenem in arelem. A Jew makes a nisaneh, he's not going to have any enjoyment for a person that's an oral. So pasha means someone doesn't have a bris mila. So locher is mutte bi arla Yisrael. He's allowed to have enjoyment from a Jew, even though he doesn't have a bris mila. We'll soon see why. And the osa b'muli yavik chavim. He's also to have enjoyment from any guy, even though the guy has a bris mila. Alma, what do we see? Afagav de mihili, even though they have their bris mila, command loy mila dami, still that they don't have a bris mila. So here we see that a guy, he's a cheftz of an oral. Even though he doesn't have the oral of mamish, he's still called an oral. Says so, a goy is not considered not in himo yimo. All right, let's turn over. So says Amu, we see afagav the mili command la mila dami. A goy is always told like an oral. Elo the Gemara said, if you want to say there's a difference between the two drushes, Elo. Ika benayu Yisroel shemesu ochiv machmas mila. Let's say a Jew that does not have a bris mila because his brother died by the bris mila. So locker is he doesn't have to have the bris mila. He's an onus for loimolu, and he didn't have a bris mila. So the man the yom of yata brisi tishmarika. Lamaisi is a Jew. He can make another bris mila. But the man the yom himo yimo v'dashner from the pasuk himo yimo leka. Lamaisi, this Jew did not have a bris mila. He's possible to make another bris mila. Marcel says, is this true? Leman diyam himo yimoleko. Vietnam, we learned. Koinem, I'm making this a neda. Shaini nena mimulim. I'm not going to have any enjoyment from a person who has a bris mila. Is also be only Yisrael. He's also to have enjoyment even from a Jew that does not have a bris mila. Omuta b'muli avichavim. He's allowed to have enjoyment from a goy, even though the goy has a bris mila. Alma, what do we see? Afagav lim hili, command him hili dummy. A Jew, even though he still has his orla, is still called like a mahol. He's not a mias. In other words, orla means something that's mias. A goy is mias, not a Jew. There's no difference between the two drushas of ato and him or yimol. So in both cases, a goy no, and a Jew yes. So where it says, El, if you want to know a difference, yeah, again, El, Ike, Benayot, there's some difference, Isha. There's a lady. Laman diyom aviyatas brisi tishmo leka. Atas mashmoni you. A man and not a lady. The isha lav bas milish, not the pasha of mila. Laman diyom lo himo yimol, that whoever has the bris mila could do it. Iko, the isha commanded mila domit. Now whoever doesn't have an orla can make a bris mila. So the isha does not have an orla. Therefore she can make a bris mila. So verse says no. Oh me, because anybody laman diyam isha loy. Anybody says nisha is possible. The pasuk says vatikach tziporet tsar. Tziporet took a knife and she made the bris mila. So here we see that an isha could make a bris mila. So verse says no. Kari boy vatikach means she had it taken. Somebody else made the alde shliach. Rashi says, but somebody else made the actual krisa. V'aksiv v'tikoris mash meshikot korbe v'tichres. Again, she made a shliach to make the bris mila. Again, it means the Armelianish Achrinish, he told somebody else to do it. The Yovan, the other person, the Shliach, did it. Therefore, it's kosher. The boy said, another thing I'm going to you is, Asi Ihi Viascholo. She came and she started to make the Bris Mila. But the Yosa Moshe Viagma, Moshe finished it. So therefore, she started it just to show the importance of it. But about it, she did not make the Bris Mila. We are the Nisha's puzzle to make a Bris Mila. The only reason why it was kosher was because Moshe finished off the Bris Mila. Alright, we'll stop here.
Yeah, the Chof Zayin Omer Aleph. The Mishnah says, Misrapoyim mehen, you let it be healed by a goy, by a goyish doctor. On will say, lav dafka doctor, but by a goy. Misrapoyim mehen, you let it be healed by them. Ripui momen, a healing of money. Will learn ripu nefoshes, but not a healing of your soul, of your body. And we'll see in the Gemara exactly what the difference. What does money mean, and what does nefoshes mean? Another locker is, v'yem mistaprin mehen, you now want to take a haircut from a goy. B'chol makom, any place, whether Madison Square Garden, openly, privately, Divrei Rebbe Meir, these are the words of Rebbe Meir, you cannot go to a goy to receive a haircut. However, why? Because we're afraid he'll kill you. He has the knife in his hand, he's cutting you, he'll cut the neck and make a shechiter also. So you have to stay away from a goy shababa. However, b'chol makom, the chom say, b'shus rabim mut. No, if you do it in an open place, b'shus rabim, you go down to Fairfax, it's okay. You go to a guy's house, to a private barber, you cannot go to a guy to take a private haircut. See in the Gemara, maybe there's a head if it's a professional barber. And there's a swirl and moral naf, she doesn't want to ruin his name, we'll soon see. We have in the topic, Marosa, Baroifa Mumcha. Baroifa Mumcha, there are swirls sometimes that they're afraid not to lose their name, they won't do it.
But they must have done this then.
What? Now the Gemara says, my ripu momen or my ripu nefoshes. What's the difference? What do you mean by momen it's muta and by nefoshes it's also? Elaim, if you want to tell me, ripu momen means bischar. If you pay them money, then it's okay. Like since you're paying them, Rashi says, loy koto, they're not going to come to kill you. Techayish lef say to the agrei. Because if they kill you, you're not going to pay them. So they're afraid they won't get their pay. Even though if they kill you, they rob the money out of your pocket. But I used to pay them in checks. They used to pay in checks also, or with bills. They used to get the bill. So a kid said, if they kill you, you're not going to pay the bill. So maybe mummin means that you pay, therefore it's muta. Ripu nefoshes means bechinam, without pay, therefore it's also because we're afraid they'll kill us. Listening, if so, the Mishnah should have said clearly. Listening, learn clearly. Misrapoyim mehen bischar. You're allowed to be healed by a goy if you pay him money, but not for free. The Mishnah doesn't say this. Mashma, that's not the difference between refuas mamin or refuas nefoshes. Ela rather, ripu mamin means dov hashen by sakona. Anything that doesn't have a sakona, so therefore we're not afraid he'll really kill you. Just he won't give you the right medicine. See if what you have is not a question of nefoshes. See, even if he doesn't treat it the right way, you're not going to die from it. Therefore, it's muta. But ripu nefoshes means dov hashesh per sakona. Something that there's a sakona nefoshes involved. Therefore, if he does not treat you the right way, we're afraid you may end up, he may kill you. So therefore, it's also to go to a guy that is going to treat you if you're a sakona nefoshes. Gemara says, is this true? I've omer of Yudah, afilu rivdo de kisilto, loimas sinon minayu. Even if you have a cut, and then on top of it comes a scab, and something's wrong with the scab, so you cannot go to a guy to heal the scab, which is not a sakonas nefashis. It just bothers you, it hurts you. There's a scab on top of the cut that's it's bothering you. So even for this small thing, you cannot go to a guy. So you see, even though it's not sakonas nefashis, still it's also. any type of a healing, you cannot go to a guy. So then what's the difference between mumin and nefashis? So my answer is, ela rather, is like this. Ripu mamin means behemtoi. We're allowed to take our animals to a goy to be healed. But ripu nefoshes, anything to do with your body, with your life, ripu nefoshes, gufei, that means your body, that your body is also to take to a goy to be healed. And if so, v'hainu the yom review, this is what the review said. After the ribdu the kesilto, lemme the sinem inayum, even for a small cut that has to be healed, that the scab on top of the cut is giving you pain, even for this is also to go to a guy. We'll soon see, Mustam is not where he's a roif and mumcha, not where he's a professional doctor. But if he's a professional doctor, then there is a heta. Omer al chizdom amarukfa, avol im om aloi, samploi ni yofaloi, samploi ni raloi. Let's say the guy just gives you advice. He tells you, listen, take this type of medicine, it's good for your cold, and this medicine is no good. Then muta. Then you're allowed to listen to the goy. That's okay. That's not called going to him to be healed. Why not? He will also give you bad advice. He told you the wrong medicine. This should also be yasa. The Gemara says no. So by the goy.